A service for Reformation Sunday, October the 26th, 2025. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now a sermon entitled, Read, Pray, and Sing, based upon Psalm 46. October the 31st is the day that many Protestant churches celebrate the Reformation that began on that day in the year 1517. That was the day when the hero of the faith, Martin Luther, posted 95 theses on the castle church door in Wittenberg. They were written in Latin, and his intent was to debate the clerical scholars. However, before long they were taken down, translated into German, and became the debate of the laity too. This became the event that set in motion what has become known as the Lutheran Reformation. It took issue with teachings in the Roman Catholic Church that one must atone for his or her sins through various works, many of them questionable. For example, venerating relics. It took issue that one could acquire his or her way out of suffering, tapping into the extra merit of the saints through the purchase of an indulgence. The Reformation sought to bring to the forefront the truth of Scripture, that one is saved from sin by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, as revealed in Scripture alone. Luther courageously promoted what the Scriptures said in the face of false teachings. This brought him no shortage of enemies. A few years later, at a council held in a place called Worms, where he was led to believe that he would defend his teachings, Luther was instead just asked to recount all his writings. He requested a day to consider it, since there was so much at stake. However, the next day, when both bishops and princes were assembled and he was again asked to recant, Luther stated, "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of Scriptures and by clear reason, I am bound to the Scriptures I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and will not recant anything. God help me. Amen." He may have then added, "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise." The result of this heroic act is that Luther would be cast out of the church as a heretic, which also made him a fugitive of the state. He only was able to return home since he had been promised safe passage and enjoyed the protection of his prince, Frederick the Wise. From his position back at the University of Wittenberg, Luther continued to support this new movement that he had unleashed. The Reformation battle cry continued to ring throughout the land as the gospel was regaining its proper place in the lives of Christians. Luther is, rightly so, considered a hero, a brave defender of the faith. And though all this is the case, Luther was not always the secure man he is often portrayed to be. In many ways, Luther was insecure. He struggled with doubt over the movement he had started. Often it seemed out of control, though he sought to guide it. Luther suffered greatly from both depression and anxiety. Luther second-guessed himself. He felt profoundly alone. He felt that as though he was being singled out by God for suffering. This caused him to doubt if God was indeed good. Concerns that his reforms might destroy the church, together with bouts of physical illness and insomnia, would sometimes drive Luther to the brink of despair. The forces of evil did their best to reduce Luther to depression and tempt him to unbelief. Friends, it turns out that in addition to being a hero of the faith, Martin Luther is actually quite relatable. After all, whom among us always feels certain about ourselves and the direction our lives are taking? Who among us doesn't doubt whether we are recipients of God's love and mercy? How else can we explain the difficulties through which we are expected to pass? Why else would we be caused to suffer from a variety of physical infirmities? With some guidance from friends, the prayers of many, and through his own struggles, Luther could at the same time see the hand of God behind it all. In addition, he knew the devil was good at turning an insect into a camel. He realized that God was allowing him to go through these struggles, for they were in some way good for him. He began to thank God for deeming him worthy of such visitations. He began to see that these trials were signs of God's love and grace towards him. So what would Luther's advice be to you and me, who may also at times pass through low points? Luther advised not only himself, but others who came to him with similar struggles, that at such times it is well to pray, read, or sing. Yes, Luther would find strength at the Reformation's heart, the meditation of Scripture. His focus fell on Psalm 46. He would ponder these words, how God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. After that council in Worms, Luther spent time hiding out in the Wartburg Castle. He felt safe from his enemies within the castle's refuge. So, too, there was strength for Luther in knowing that God was protecting him and helping him through all his present trouble. This helped Luther to lay aside his fears and concerns. He related to the psalm when it declared, "Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling." After all, the God who loves us made the earth with its mountains and seas. They only give way, move, roar, foam, or tremble with the Lord's permission. If this were to happen, God in his loving providence would see to it that everything worked out for good in the end. Besides, we who trust in Christ are the ongoing recipients of his grace. Grace and peace come to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is not a stern, angry judge, always demanding more of us and disappointed with our poor performance. Instead, Jesus is the one sent to us by the Father in order to redeem us from sin. Jesus lived the holy life that none of us are able. Jesus then offered that life as a ransom for sins. He declared in Matthew 20:28 that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Our Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cruel cross to make atonement for sins. Proof of his success with his mission is his resurrection from the dead on the third day. Jesus succeeded in rescuing mankind from sin, death, and hell, and now all who trust in him are the recipients of his deliverance. It is as we read in Romans 10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This grace keeps flowing to us through word and sacrament. It flowed to Luther via these means also. Back in Psalm 46, Luther pondered these words of the psalmist, how there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Yes, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ had a constant source that was able to make him glad in the face of despair. He considered how God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. Indeed, it is always darkest before the dawn, so keep on wrestling to the break of the day. Yes, for Luther, as for us, Psalm 46 is a good scripture to meditate upon, especially when we are feeling discouraged as a result of life's challenges. The psalm actually records the Lord's invitation to us to be still and know that I am God. Luther allowed this psalm to direct his prayers. He would make use of it in counseling others who were also going through bouts of anxiety and depression. Luther considered that it was not only appropriate to meditate and pray this psalm, but also for the faithful to sing it. Therefore, he applied his talent with music to composing the hymn based on this psalm, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. In it, he points out that even though the old satanic foe works us woe, and though on our own we cannot match him, we tremble not, since our champion, Jesus, has defeated our foe by the power of his word. Bottom line through all struggle and turmoil is that thanks to Jesus, the kingdom's ours forever. Despite of how it may seem, all whom we perceive to be heroes of the faith, including Martin Luther, who began the Reformation and restored the gospel to its rightful place, have their own inner battles. By the grace of God, they persevered in the faith. The vehicle of that grace is meditation on Scripture, praying Scripture, and also singing Scripture. It's following the advice of St. Paul, who said in Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God." Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.